Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming tonight, and thanks to Joan and Jimmy and Jan. I'm going to start tonight with Lost and Found Love Poem with Oranges and Trash. Seven clementines line the counter. I put the only three still firm in my lunch bag. The segments had pulled back from the browning rind, like the brain is set back from the skull, where blood collects post-trauma. When I cupped the softened orb, it was like cupping you before your skin tightens and pulls you up. The carpels moved under that delicate, rugged rind, and when I looked up oranges, I found rind originates by a thickening of a single ovary wall, the fruit of any citrus tree, Hesperidium, modified berries, with seeds and flesh soft, self-fertile. And when at noon I pressed my thumbnail near the stem, three times piercing, then stripping to the pith, I found that heady scent still with me hours later when I touched my face. And when I got home and the oranges were buried in the trash, I found a kind of sadness I'd never know what happens when you open such a sphere, and would I ever know how much juice filled the space between. The second one is called I Lost Our Baby. I lost our baby in between the couch cushions, under the car seat, in the trunk. I lost our baby at Cedar Point. She was rolled up in a plastic money holder I wore around my neck. It looked like soap on a rope, and I left it on the back of the toilet after changing wet clothes. I lost our baby during a party. She was on top of the fridge, then she was gone. I lost our baby in the bottom of my purse and when she rolled under the bed. I lost our baby when I moved from the third floor walk-up apartment. I lost our baby at a Goodwill drop-off site in Bloomington, Indiana. I lost our baby when I was walking through the parking lot. My keychain broke and she slipped right off. I lost our baby in a friend's house fire. I lost our baby in the dorms when the girl across the hall borrowed her and never returned her. I lost our baby even though I wrote my name on her with a cute little stamp of a teddy bear reading, "This baby belongs to Jennifer." I lost our baby on a trash day, on my birthday, on a Thursday. I lost our baby in dozens of pearls bouncing across linoleum tiles. I had her in my mouth and the thread snapped. This is called What Not to Do. Don't text me pictures of your kids. Don't ask me when we'll try again. Don't tell me to use this as a springboard for weight loss. Don't assume the sick days were a game. I didn't want doctors three times the week after Christmas. In the stall in the public restroom outside of the office, I left clots and tissue. At least have the decency to say something, anything, as the medics wheel me to the elevators. I left clots and tissue, sheet-wrapped, spotted, as the medics wheel me to the elevators. Sheet-wrapped around my naked lower half, spotted. I soaked pads in minutes, Lamaze-style, through cramps. We're paying the copay at the ER checkout. Don't ask me if I had a good appointment. Don't, this might be for the best. Don't reinvent, this might be for the best. I soaked pads in minutes, Lamaze style, through cramps. No DNC, but still, this wasn't a good day. See? Told you, don't. Now, this poem is for my sister, and those of you that can see, she's sitting over there. Girls we were at obedience class. First session, we brought the puppy, weren't supposed to. We're hungover, so damn hungover. You take her back to the car to sleep, and I sit through questions about firm hands and being the alpha dog. An angry mother of four asking about crates and pads and piss. The puppy bounds in the door first, unbridled licking, beer spittle off the faces of friends sprawled on the floor. I forgot the puppy was supposed to wait for us, understand we are the leaders through the threshold. We go back to bed. We're alpha, we throw the parties, and even when we're on all fours, we're in control. We don't find the threshold all that important, neither of us imagining anything bridal. I'm going to close with another one, a shorter one, also about my sister. Wave again. And my husband right beside. Hey, Mike. Girls, we were on a double date. Sugar in the old school sauce on our pasta, but none in your eyes. I set you up, sister, and he looked good on paper. We've got them both, though, whole bodies wrapped in our curls. We are girls walking home, and they are men following. I wish you wanted the tangles love brings. You've cut him off like a wisp from a bang. I never put a comb to my head. Our next poet is Doralee Brooks. Thank you.